Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and joining me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, Jamie. Nothing much. It's been a pretty, you know, good day. You know what I mean? Just
there you go.
The same old, same old. I can work that. I can work that very well. So, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Like days like that, you know what I mean? You kind of know what to expect. It's all good. Now, we're having some wonderful weather down here in Texas. It's cold, so that's a little unusual. So it's really hard to get going. I just want to stay snuggled up, reading with coffee or cocoa or something. So
there you go.
That's a challenge.
I'm actually snuggled up with a little kitty right now.
Aww.
Yeah, she decided to come sit with me.
That's all right. She's part of the show, yeah. Part of the family. It's all good.
There you go.
All right. So I tell you, what is happening out there in entertainment land? So many things.
I have been, like, mostly focusing on just, like, is it just, like, recovering from Nashville?
No. I've got, like, cotton, you know, it's like trying to think or, you know, through cotton or something. Yeah.
See, it's what it's the 8th today. And today was actually the first time since the end of November that I've written anything.
Wow. But you deserve that because writing 50,000 words in 30 days. You know what I mean?
And
you
I
deserve
most
a break.
Of those words in like the last few days. Ugh.
Yeah.
I kept telling myself that you can't do that. You cannot do that. You cannot have like 5,000 or 6,000 words left to do a day.
Yeah.
At the end of this month, but
yeah,
I did it.
I was so proud of myself this year because, no, at the very beginning. Because, you know, for the last year or two, I did that. You know, I would have those days I'll be behind like 6,000 words. So I'm having to pump them out. But I said, okay, no, not this year. I'm going to go back to the basic, back to the beginning. You know, I did my little pose and I was all shiny and new. And, you know, I'm like, okay, guys, I got my 1667. So, you know, I was thinking, yes. You know, I don't know, real life happened, you know, all the elections play, everything, just everything happened. And I was back to that, because you get one day behind, guys, that really is adding another 2,000 to you. So, you know, you can easily get 5,000.
One day isn't horrible necessarily to make up, but when you've gone like almost a week.
That's terrible.
That's like, that's very bad. That's kind of what happened with me. So it's like,
yes. It's like tears are forming because you're having to just push this stuff out. And, you know, sometimes I have no idea what I'm writing. I don't even know if it's in the same story.
Exactly.
I use complicated names just so. But you know what happens after that is because – you know, have you ever heard of people say they work in a restaurant or work in a certain place, they don't ever want to eat there? You ever heard that before? Because, you know, just to taste, they get tired of seeing it or whatever, right? It's the same thing with the Nano Project. After doing that, it takes me almost a year to want to even look at that project again. And what's bad is, it's the editing. you know, going back through it. So I still have two, you know, previous year nanos that I have yet to edit.
Oh, jeez.
So, I mean, I still have, like, yeah, I have, like, two probably books, you know, that I can probably release if I go ahead and edit them. So what do you do with that? Let's talk post-nano. What do we do now? How do we get ourselves back?
Right now I've been kind of just, like, trying to recuperate and, like, you know, just, like, catch up on, like, you know, just, like, different things. I mean, like we're talking about just before the show started, I had, like, a ton of things on the DVR.
Yeah.
To go through. And we keep, like, recording more, you know, because we keep seeing, especially right now, because there's all, like, the Christmas specials and things like that.
Yes.
We've got, like, all these different things stored. And then I decided to get into a new novella. Yeah, so my other one ended. So I've got that. I've got that, like, constantly taping. And then somebody else got me into reruns of Seinfeld.
Wow.
I am not going to mention CP's name here. Oh, wait.
So you're like, I'm treating myself, right? You're pampering yourself
exactly,
after that
exactly.
emotional abuse from a November.
Yeah.
I get that.
Exactly.
And you know what? It may take all December. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so today is like I said, like the first time I actually started writing anything.
Are you
since
something different?
Yeah,
something new.
November 30. No, I'm still working on the. Because like for Nano, I was already like writing in this one book before Nano started, the fifth book in my series. So I finished that. That got me about 10,000 words.
Right.
Not much of a help. I mean, yeah, okay, it's 10,000 words. That helps in a way, but when you have 50,000 words and then that project's over, that's kind of, figure out what's next. So, you know, so I started the sixth book, got some words in that, and then I ended up having a little block and I had to like move on to something else. So I worked on like a 13K novella that I, you know, wrote this past month. And then I went back and added a couple of things to the sixth book and then wrote like a few little bits and pieces that I'm probably going to throw in there, just like random.
Right.
You know, like words, but I think that some of them can fit. So yeah, I'm, you know, working them in now, you know, into that book. And then I have a couple things set aside that may or may not go into another book. We'll see about that
one.
But yeah, that was basically, you know, what I was doing.
So, I mean, and I love how you do move around. You don't, you know, you heard people say they have writer's block and I, you know, can't write. And then sometimes it sits for like a year or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But you're always moving. You hop.
Exactly.
You know, like, you know, just, okay, well, if that's not going to work, don't push it. Go over here and start something else. And you're okay with it. I think that's good. I think a lot of people fear how do you finish? But the thing is, you actually do finish these projects. So that's the difference. It's not just the starting. You finish them.
Yes.
Yeah, you
finish
them.
Except, like I said, there's this one where, like I said, I got down to the wire really bad on this one. I got down really bad to the wire, and I needed words, like, badly.
Right.
So I knew it probably wasn't going to happen, like, with that one book.
Right.
You know, that fast. I knew that there were going to be a couple things I was going to be stuck on that I would need to take a little time with. So I just started, like, free writing with these characters and, like, different, like, potential situations. You know, just, like, playing around with a few things so I could actually get those words in. Because if I hadn't done that, I don't think I would have finished.
Scary. I get you.
Yeah.
Like, day before, I mean, final hours, you know, I don't think I've ever gotten that close because I was thinking, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah,
I was like, that's
this
too
one
close.
Was just like, I don't know, the motivation,
yeah.
like, was
Wasn't
not
hard.
There for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might.
Yeah.
we've said this, who knows what might happen come next November, but
yeah.
I don't know, we're kind of thinking at this point maybe we won't do the next one.
See, and that's...
maybe we need a little breather from it, you know.
I never get through those summer ones, you know. I don't even know why, those the little summer ones. I just don't. But I've always made it through the November ones. You know, I've always, you know, so far, you know, thankfully, you know, I've won them, you know, and I've made it through since I started. And I think it's like my fourth one or more, I don't know. But this was the first time I said, I don't know if I'm going to do next year. Because I think it was the same thing. I was having to push myself.
I don't know what's going on.
And it could be we're just so busy.
Maybe people are just like, and maybe some of us have just done it so much and so hard for so long. Maybe we do need that breather. I don't know.
Just one little breather off.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm kind of seeing that as a theme this year with people.
Yeah, it came in my mind. This is the very first time it ever did. But I said, I don't know if I'm gonna do it. You know, I want to be a part because you know it's Nano, you know. But and my family knows Nano, and everybody knows when it's Nano season. And I don't want to let them down. But
that's the one bad part. I'm not doing it because that's like the 1 month that anyone who's like close to writers and is used to them doing it knows. Okay, November I leave them alone. That's like the one bad part.
Yeah. And they're so encouraging, and they're like, it's your Nano. And they were more excited for me than I think I was this Nano. And I was almost doing it for them. I'm going to be honest. I was almost doing it for them. I was like, well, I don't want to let them down. But, you know, that's not a reason to do Nano. And it's not that I don't want to. It's not that I don't want to write a book. It could just be we are already doing so many other things because you were working on another project and I was too. And to be honest, having to do that amount was stressful in that way because normally if I do Nano, that's all I'm doing is Nano. But this time I was trying to do another project and that really was conflicting. I was like, oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if the hurt's not in it, you know, I mean, you got to like...
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Take that time and, like, kind of take stock of things and say, okay, well, what's working for me? What isn't working for me?
Right, what is,
because
what is
I've
not.
Done, like, every Nano since, like, 2011, including the camps.
Yeah, you may need a break because I at least don't do the camps. No.
I've done those camps. I've done the Nanos. And there was a time, like, in those first, like, 2 or 3 years of Nano, at least where – that was the only time I was really actually writing.
Writing, yeah.
Yeah, I might get like a little short story out here or there or something like that, but that was the only time that I was actually writing my books. But then, you know.
But see, now you're shooting out like, you're
and
like
I got into that,
book.
I write more.
Yeah.
Outside of the Nanos. Outside of that, so it's almost like that part of that purpose is kind of like,
you don't need
you're
it kind of
gone
crutch anymore.
Yeah,
you've grown.
Yeah.
And maybe
it
that is
like
what
I
Nano is for.
Yeah.
Maybe it is for to help people to start writing and to get it out. And then when you don't
get
need
that
it, you know,
going.
Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it's always there if you need a refresher. Because let's say somebody lays off of it a year or two, I have a feeling that urge will come back strong again. But, you know, I guess you just play it by ear. Because, like I said, it really did trickle in my mind. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this again. And at least not next year.
No, this is the first time I actually really wanted to, like, possibly stop, too.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even play with that idea, but I was like, no. Because, see, that's the one thing about Nano. What do you call it when you tell so many people? You know what I mean? What is it? It's not invest, but you know what I'm trying to say. They hold you accountable. And I just couldn't. I could not stop because I was being held accountable for this. And I was being asked about Nano. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, what do I need that for, though, too, when I have you?
I know, right? You got me. You don't even need Nano to encourage you on this series, guys.
Like last night, guys, we had like this weird... I had this almost little psychic moment last night. We did I believe we did the writing corner last night.
Right,
with,
we did that segment.
And right after that, you know, Michelle messaged me, you know, as usual, saying thanks and all that. And at the same time, I was actually typing up a message, you know, telling her about how I needed, you know, some time after Nano. There's things that I wanted to rearrange in what I was writing. And, you know, so I was finishing that up, and I'd get her some more chapters after that. And I swear, just as I was sending that message, a message came through with her asking me, were their chapters coming?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Because, see, every weekend I know
yeah,
I have some,
so I have, like, this
I
little,
have some
like,
light worker chapters. I'm like, hold up. No, seriously, like your DVR is your thing. You know how you got it stocked and everything? You know, my Kindle, you know, my reading is mine. And so,
yeah.
Seriously, guys, I mean, and that's the funny thing is, you know, we do try to encourage each other, you know. So maybe at the beginning,
yeah,
we do this, and we really, you know, we're beta readers, so we're going to encourage the person. But it has gone far. I'm not joking. Those of you that may hear us talk about this, you may think, oh, well, she's just – no, I really am. It hit me last night. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute. I had to literally stop because, see, every weekend, you know, sometimes I'm late. I mean, I get my thoughts back until Wednesday or whatever, but I'll usually say I'll try to get it back that weekend. And I stopped, and I was like, wait a minute. I don't have any chapters. And I felt this chill go down my spine, and I was like, hold up. And I was like, Jamie. You know, I was hoping maybe yeah. she had sent it. I just forgot. You know, I didn't know what the situation was. I was like, what is yeah. this craziness? So she explained.
You see what I'm saying, guys, about how I don't really necessarily need, like, a challenge like that to keep me accountable? I
no,
have somebody
you just
need
a crazy
fan. Every week, if she has not got something in her inbox,
I'm like, wait a minute.
Then she's going to come looking for me.
And it has to be at least three, because one time Jamie was trying to do a little shadiness, and she sent me, I don't know if it was one
shadiness.
Or two. Yes, it was sketchy. You sent me two chapters. I'm like, what is this? Remember? It was like two chapters, or maybe even less. And I think she had gotten down. I mean, you know, she likes to try to stay ahead of me. I think that's what she tries to do. And,
yeah,
and so she sent me, I think it was
I
like
ran
one.
Out. Yeah. I was
yeah,
running low. I didn't want to get to the point where I had nothing because I was afraid of that little block coming. I didn't know if I'd be able to have more. To say, so I said, okay, I'll cut it down a little bit here just to, like, give myself that little, like, cushion and make sure I could get more out.
And I was like,
yeah,
no.
I got this message, and I swear to God, I could almost picture, as I read the message, you sitting there. Looking down sternly at me like a teacher. Now, Jamie, what is this?
Jamie, what is
well,
this?
What is this?
She had so many
I
chapters.
I hear that
the
teacher
chapters.
Voice and
yeah.
everything.
And it was funny because, really, she
yeah.
really had sent me a chapter. But I was like, I mean, this was a while back. I was like, wait, did you?
Yeah.
I was like, where are the other two? Or whatever. So it's like, I have to have three. No, I mean,
yeah.
if it's just dire,
yeah,
and I know
it's
got to
be three.
You know, but it's got to be three,
yeah.
and it's got to be three chapters by that weekend.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. Notice I put the we. I have no idea what we're going to do when she ends this chapter. I mean, this series. You know, I guess we'll just start on the next.
you have other things I can send you. Like I said, I just wrote like a 13K novella.
That's good. That's good.
You
that's
know, so
good.
I can send you.
I can do that. Yes,
yeah.
that's true.
So that can
so
come.
I feel better. See, I'm like that. I'm that kind of person that always has to have a book. I'm the one that always has a book
yeah.
in case I get stopped at a train. So I always have to make sure I got extra.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you're in book six, but that character you're dealing with, you know you
yeah.
really can pull a whole series out of that character, right? You really can. See, I've been telling
yeah,
her this for a while. She could.
Yeah.
If she wanted to, she could.
Well, this book is actually a little more, you know, with
it
that
is her,
character,
it,
a little bit more.
That person, yeah.
About this character, so you'll be happy.
You might as well just
you know,
spin
that.
Them off. But I
yeah,
can understand
that,
if you need to
like,
shake it up.
That's just, like, another thing, like, with the whole, like, writer mind and, like, things that happen. It's like, I, at some point through that book, when I started it, I thought it was going to be this one thing in particular. You know, that it was going to be mostly about this one thing. And
yeah.
then at some point, that particular character stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
I had no idea. She was going. She had to go do something. And I was going to be mostly focusing on her doing that. And then nothing.
Just nothing.
I had no idea what this character was off doing. Nothing was coming. She was not talking to me. So I started with this other character.
And
it
worked.
Like, it took off. From there, it just, like, kept going. So, yeah, I mean, it's like you never know, like, what's going to happen. You just have to, you know, go with that instinct. Go wherever the muse is telling you to go.
And I think that's the key. And I think that's what I have learned from you guys. You guys, you don't force it. And I say you guys, I'm speaking about you and CP. You don't force
yeah.
that muse, you know. And I think
yeah.
myself included, you know, I've heard of some other authors, and that is a problem. Okay, I'm writing this story because I don't want to, you know, start something else yet. I'm writing this story, and so the story is not speaking to me anymore. You know, the characters and all whatever.
Yeah.
And then stop. And then
yeah.
you know, we end up not writing. And I swear, one time it was like 10 years
exactly.
before I wrote again. So that's the thing. So I
yeah.
like that moving around. But
yeah, and that's,
my
that's
question
what it's about, just keeping writing.
Just keep writing, because that is the key, just to keep writing.
Yeah.
How do you go back? Now, see, I think with you, though, from what I can tell, a lot of the times the things you write in Nano are the books that you're currently working on anyway
yeah.
to produce. Okay, because I was going to say,
right.
how do you go back? That is the key for me. How do you go back to it and really deal with that stuff again? And edit it and get it together. I mean, how do you motivate yourself to go back? Do you wait until January to do it and give yourself all of December? What do you, you know, what do you do to get back into that editing?
I wait until I feel like ready to do it.
Okay.
It usually doesn't take like a lot of time.
Yeah.
So like right now, 8 days out of Nano, I haven't written since the end of Nano, but now I'm starting to get back into it.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm actually planning, like, over the next day or two to go over and make, like, a couple more changes to what I wrote in the fifth book and then send it over to CP. Yeah, to, like,
wow.
give his feedback and all that.
You've
yeah,
been...
Just, like, it
you,
just depends
wow.
on, like, when you feel like you're ready to do it.
Right, right. I mean, you guys
yeah.
seem like you're constantly writing. I have got to give you that. I mean, it literally, you know, when you hear writers and they need to write, and you do, you live it. And I think that is fabulous. And I really need to be more that way. I think, you know, I'm getting there, you know,
like
but
like I said, you're,
yeah.
you're helping by like coming, knocking on the door, so to speak, like, hi, where are my chapters?
So, guys, that's the key, get a crazy fan. You know, and I know, I'm preparing
yeah,
her
then,
for those assistant
yeah,
fans.
Exactly. It keeps me going. It, like,
yeah,
it's that motivation. Okay, somebody's waiting for this.
Yes.
You know, somebody's waiting to read these chapters. And you know, then I have another author, Dawn Sullivan, that I sometimes do word sprints with.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like... That helps too, you know, just to have that person that you
held
that accountable. Okay, we're going to do a sprint now.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's good. You got the person to just kind
yeah.
of write with and get that out, and it's fun. I think that's the key, you know, because I think we chatted about that a lot, and I was saying this to Jamie, and I really sincerely meant this because we touched based on it when we were talking with CP on the writing corner. That was the Thursday night
yeah.
segment, guys. If you haven't listened to it, go back. It was really good. CP gave a lot of tips. But we were chatting about the fact that out here in publishing, you know, whether it's independent publishing, small press publishing, and even now it's beginning to be with the traditional press. There's so many projects out here, so many books.
Mm-hmm.
It is so difficult, pretty much, to get anything noticed. And there are so many gems, so many awesome books and awesome writers. And if they're not moving the way they need to be, it's not because they're not good. It's simply because no one knows they're there. And I think, you know, that is a shame. And I know we're out here and we're doing our best to, you know, show the spotlight. But still, you know, it's just, it's hard. So that's what I was telling Jamie about. I was saying that, you know, I'm not just saying that I like the light worker series. I just really do. I genuinely like the series. I think it's a very good series. I think it is a, you know, and because I'm a fan of, you know, all of these like crime dramas, kind of these like CSIs, NCISs, all that kind of stuff. I tend to like that. So this is, it reminds me, it has that flavor to it. Now, the way it starts off, is not the way it continues. There was a switch. There's an evolution. There's a change. It gets a little darker. And I'm a fan of the dark.
Yeah.
You know, that's scary, but it's the truth. And
like I said,
and I think
you,
that's great. Well, I think that's great.
You,
because
you get into some of the things I'm watching right now, and you go dark.
You go dark. You know, it's going to bleed into the thing. So what I'm saying, Jamie, was that I think that it's just a matter of the audience finding it, you know. So that's why I always chat about it. I always chat about CP's books. I love his books. I love his high fantasy books. All, you know, I love all of his books. You really, really, if you like high fantasy, if you love horror, you really do need to check out CP by Losis, because he has the, especially with his horror, he has that flavor of Stephen King. And I always say it, and I mean it, The Winter Creep Beast. It has that kind of small town, oh my God, something creepy is going to happen, you know, feel to it. And, you know, he was a little cruel himself. I forgave him, but, you know, one of my favorite characters, but, you know, it was okay. I got past it.
We tend to do that with her for some reason. We tend to do things to characters that she likes.
Yeah, and
I don't know what it is. It's just like
one
of those things. I don't know.
No, but Jamie took it to a whole new level, and that is why one of her characters stopped talking to her. I am truly telling you the truth. She took that character through so much that character literally had nothing else to say.
And, her character was like, I'm going home, and I'm not playing with you again until you know how to play nice.
Ever. And I think that's a great, and see, that would be a Stephen King type of story. What if all
I
these characters
you,
abuse will come back?
Yeah, well,
there you go,
I
CP.
Still blame
you, got a
you.
New
I
idea.
Still think you must have like snuck in here and stole her. And like,
if I could, I
yeah,
would.
I think you took
you
her back to your house and you wrapped her in a blanket and you
her.
Gave her cocoa.
Yeah, cocoa.
And you just like kind of kept her there for a little while until I learned
exactly.
to be
exactly.
Nice.
You had her rocking in a corner one time. That was ridiculous. No, that was bad. Bad, Jamie. But
novella
it's a good series.
That was the novella influence right there.
Whatever. No, that was that was just too much.
That seriously
you know.
Happened in one of those. That seriously happened. A character saw something that they didn't like, and they just went, like, totally,
just
like,
sat in a corner
crazy. Yeah, basically.
That was funny. And that was around the time, maybe a little bit later, your character stopped talking to you. So there you go. So now you know, writers, what happens. That's what happens. But it's just a matter of keeping up. And your audience will find it. To me, the best thing is word of mouth. So if, you know, you're a reader, you know, and all writers, most writers are readers too. So as a reader or as a writer, talk about your favorite books, guys. Tell your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your friends, hey, if you like this. And, you know, try some of the new books. You know, they don't all need to come from Simon & Schuster or HarperCollins or whatever.
Yeah.
They're small press books, indie books that have these incredible flavors and uniqueness and give them a shot. You will find a treat out there. Seriously.
No,
you know, indie films, that is what indie films
small.
Are big for, like cans. Why can't the indie books? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Like some of my favorites are from the small, like press indie thing.
The
indie like
world.
Marnie Mon, she's got some awesome stories. Very good books. You know, Dawn Sullivan. You know, she's got some really entertaining stories, and it's like, you can find like such cool things.
Right. They're like gems. Something, I mean, I'm sure there is something for everyone. You know what I mean? Something out there.
Yeah.
So you just got to come in and check it out. And there's always chances to get, you know, like the first copy free, and then you can get CP's book, right? It's free. Amazon. For, you know?
Yes.
The Foraging. Yes. Go check it out.
Yeah,
CP
that one's free. That one's free on Amazon.
Yeah, go check it out, you know.
And you know
I like
what?
Every
now and then, check out those free books. I mean, sometimes people think, it's not for free. It's 99 cents. It might not be that
it's
good.
It's 99 cents, people.
You know, it's like,
that's not
you
even
know
a coffee.
What? It's like Amazon gives you the preview. So it's like, you know what? Check some of those out. Especially if it's free. You know, take a chance on it because you never know. I mean, I've gotten a few free books that were like...
Yeah.
They were just awesome. I loved them.
Yeah, it's like there was some series. There's more. I love the paranormal. Like I said, I've just raved about the Lightworker series, which is more of a it's more of a paranormal, but it's going more like an urban type of urban thriller type thing. You know, you like that,
urban,
so that's a good flavor.
Fantasy paranormal stuff. I'm starting to bring a little bit more of that. Like,
it's going that route.
Thing back into it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like if you look like more urban contemporary, I like Tijan, T-I-J-A-N. She's got a great series of books, you know. So, I mean, and they're indie, you know, or small press or whatever you want to call them. But regardless of how they get out there, they're there. And I think you guys just try them. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's Christmas time. It's the season of giving. That Starbucks coffee. Everybody's going to go get, I know you're going to get the peppermint mocha holiday coffee with a twist of raspberry. That is like $5, guys. That is like $5 you can get on for 99 cents or whatever. So forego the Starbucks and go out there and try some of these these authors. I dare you. I want you guys to do that for me. It is the Say No to Starbucks challenge. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to get sued by Starbucks. But say no to Starbucks as I drink my Starbucks. But you know what I'm saying, guys. Anyway, we're adamant.
Yeah, so.
Who's with me?
I said you guys, you'd get a glimpse every, like, second and fourth Thursday. You get that look into the writer mind. It can be a scary place.
It is scary, guys. It's fun. And those authors that's out there don't get comfortable. They're getting comfortable, the ones that we said we were going to randomly contact. Don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. It's not the writer mind. We're going to
You don't know.
We'll just,
you don't know when.
You don't know when.
But we will come. We will come for you.
We will. We will come. They're all going, okay. They literally go over the edge now. It's all good.
Like I said, guys, we just came out of, like, the crazy that was, you know, trying to finish Nano and everything. And we're just, like, blowing off a little extra steam right now.
Yes. That's all. It's fun.
It's fun.
You just got to act very, very random. And it's okay.
Exactly. Well, you got to have fun, you know? I mean, it's like, why not?
Seriously,
right?
If you're going to do this, you might as well have fun, guys.
Exactly.
While you're, you know, enjoy the journey. You know what I mean? The destination will take care of itself. I know there was a meme out there today about that, so I stole it. So.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy the journey. You meet some really awesome people. So, like, Jamie and I have never met each other, ever, but I feel like I know her. So, I mean, it's all fun, you know? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I said you'll be happy to know that I did send you some things today.
Yes! Yes,
so
Jimmy
you will be
Rock.
Happy to know that.
Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness. I got me some chapters, guys. Yes, I said me some chapters, guys. I lose all type of decorum. All right, very cool. Thank you, Jamie.
And I sent three.
Yes.
So you all heard it.
Is it three?
You all know.
Was it three?
I'm now accountable. I sent her the three.
Okay, I was going to say, did she say three, guys? I didn't hear three. All right, we good. We good, then. All right, we're golden. Awesome.
So.
Awesome, thank you.
So, guys, thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for following the show on Facebook and your review behind the scenes internet radio. And we'll see y'all again next time.
All right, guys.
Have
a good
one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.